from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He'd crunched the numbers about all the available jobs in Western Australia right now and which sectors are crying out for staff. And then it was Michael who called in.
Yeah, we can bring thousands of people into WA, but we can't actually house the people that live here, and so many of us, including me, on six-month leases with the opportunity to be homeless again
yeah.
in 6 months. So
yeah.
if we bring more in, let's try and sort out one or two problems first, yeah?
What do you think of the idea? And the Premier's floated this, right? We've got that big white elephant now sitting in Bullsbrook, which was meant to be used to quarantine returning Australians in the height of COVID. He wants to use it to bring in some skilled workers for a year. Do you reckon, though, Michael would take, anyone would take up the opportunity to basically live in a donga for 12 months?
Do you know something? Before he goes putting other people in, and I'm not being rude about people coming in because I'm one of those
yep.
in the past,
yep.
maybe that should be on offer for those people that get 4 weeks' notice to move out of a house and can't find anywhere to live.
That was Michael who called us up late yesterday afternoon, worried about being on a six-month rental contract and thinking about where is he going to live next. Now, rental vacancy has been a huge problem for years. The vacancy rates are now below 1%. So could Airbnb become the solution? Stick with me on this. Take Denmark, for example, the wonderful town in our great southern region. Right now, there are just 3 long-term rentals available. Just 3. But guess how many properties are listed on Airbnb? More than 180. So just 3 for what we could call long-stay rentals, people who want to live and work in the town, but 180 properties available right now for holiday makers. Why is that the case? 133-882. Is the short-term accommodation market more lucrative? Because rentals have spiked 40% since the pandemic. So if you own a property which you lease through Airbnb or Stays or similar, why do you prefer the short-term holidays to the longer-term residential rental markets? 133-882, that talkback number. And joining me now is the Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association in WA, Bradley Woods. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lee.
Could Airbnb solve our rental crisis in WA?
Well, look, what we're seeing certainly is a very large number of listings on Airbnb showing short-term properties that are available for holiday lettings, particularly in towns and regions where there's a massive shortage of longer stay rental accommodation that's needed. And so one would assume that there is an opportunity there if those listings on Airbnb were converted into longer term rental listings. It may well assist not only the shortage in housing, but help tourism regions that can't find accommodation for their staff to provide some additional resources and accommodation for them.
So if you go to the Margaret River region, in the city of Busselton, for example, obviously including Dunsborough, you've got about 1,300 Airbnb listings, so short-term accommodation offerings, but just 31 properties are listed online for rent for longer-term stays. There seems to be a big mismatch here, Bradley.
It's a bit crazy, and what we're not seeing is we're not seeing consistency in local government and, to a degree, state government understanding and aligning what true demand is for accommodation. Clearly, there's a lot of demand for long stay accommodation, so places for people to rent and live in on the longer term, particularly when we're trying to attract people to these regions to get them to take up jobs. And the only options that seem to be available really are these short stay rental options through short stay accommodation market, of which Airbnb is one of the operators.
So we've got about a 40% increase in rentals in WA since the pandemic. That is astronomical. It was Michael who prompted us yesterday on the talkback line, saying he's living 6 months to 6 month cycles at the moment, doesn't know where he can live next. Yet you've got almost 120,000 Airbnb dwellings in WA. You could provide maybe even some sort of incentive, Bradley, to encourage those people who own Airbnbs to put it back into the long-term rental markets.
Well, look, this is the challenge, is that there is definitely demand there. There needs to be a way in which these short-stay properties meet and match the needs of the community broadly as well. But whilst there's no regulation around Airbnb-type accommodation and the short-stay market, there's no incentive and there's no encouragement to try and stabilise that. The state government is looking at properly regulating and putting in place regulations and controls around who can offer short-stay accommodation like Airbnb in appropriate areas. But it is taking a long time. Started 5 years ago, and we're still waiting to see some solutions. But at the end of the day, it's also going to rely on local governments to adopt the right practices and guidelines around this to implement, so that people who need longer stay accommodation can be assured that there is product in the market.
And well, Sedona in Arizona, Bradley, is now offering Airbnb accommodation owners $10,000 a year to instead offer their property as a long-term rental instead. Obviously, they're seeing a gap in their market and realising there's a housing crisis in Arizona as there is in Perth and Western Australia right now. Do we need that sort of incentive perhaps from local or state governments?
Well, it may well get to that, Ollie. We'd hope it wouldn't, because the taxpayer shouldn't have to be foot that sort of bill to attract and get long-stay accommodation back into the market. That's a ridiculous situation that you're talking about, a state government having to fork out 10 grand per property to encourage operators to get back into providing what should be long-stay accommodation. And this is the challenge, is in our key tourism precincts, there is a very much a lack of accommodation for short-stay accommodation for, well, not short-stay, but rental accommodation for people working in the industry. And if they can't find accommodation, they're not going to go and work in the local tourism businesses or hotel and hospitality businesses.
So it's a chicken and the egg scenario, because some might say, obviously, you know, your interest being the boss of the AHA is to look after your members and hotels in these regions. But as you just said there, Bradley, if you don't have longer term rentals available, there's actually no staff at your local pub, cafe or restaurant.
No, that's right. And it's about equilibrium, Ollie. And at the moment, there just isn't a balancing mechanism to get that equilibrium right between short stay and long stay accommodation offering. It's all been sort of geared towards absolute highest earnings possible for what were normally long-stay rentals to get into the short-stay market, and, of course, forgetting about the people who need long-stay accommodation in towns and regions. The fact that there's, you know, 1,300 short-stay Airbnb opportunities but only 35, 36 long-term rentals is a crazy situation in a major tourism region.
Yeah, it is. Bradley Woods, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie.
That's the CEO of the AHA here in WA. Could this be a solution to the rental crisis?